What a week. This is Zach, and welcome to another episode of Explains on the Bitcoin Well podcast. This week has been absolutely nuts for Bitcoin. We have treasury secretaries talking openly about using the financial system for warfare and Operation Economic Fury. We have Admiral Paparo, who I've dubbed Admiral Bitcoin, calling Bitcoin a peer-to-peer zero-trust transfer of value, and saying the military is running its own node because of how important Bitcoin is for power projection. And we have Sailor continuing to hoover up more Bitcoin than are being created every day by a mile. If you're not bullish right now, you're not paying attention. Bitcoin has entered the main stage of global politics, and that genie is not going back in the bottle. So now more than ever, it's important to understand the basics and put yourself ahead of 99% of the world that still doesn't even understand what Bitcoin is. And on that note, today we're going to be learning one of the most fundamental important concepts in Bitcoin, how to hold your own Bitcoin using a seed phrase and what that even means. So don't feel like you're behind. If you're learning this stuff now, you are still ahead of nearly everyone on the planet. So let's step out of the noise and confusion of the daily media and ease into some knowledge and understanding. Email me any questions or concerns to z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. That's z.adair@bitcoinwell.com. And everyone, have a great week. Let's jump in. Last video, we ended with a problem. We established that truly owning Bitcoin means holding your own private key, not your keys, not your coins. Now you know exactly what that means. But we also showed you what a raw private key looks like, something like this. Yeah. Try memorizing that or writing it down by hand without making a single error. Mistake one character, misread an 8 as a B, a 0 as an O, and your life savings are gone forever. No password reset, no support ticket, no appeal process. In the early days of Bitcoin, this wasn't a hypothetical. People lost real money, sometimes enormous amounts of Bitcoin, because humans are terrible at managing 64-character alphanumeric strings. The technology was sound. The interface was hostile, to say the least. Bitcoin needed a human upgrade. Today we're talking about seed phrases, 12 or 24 ordinary English words that can mathematically regenerate your entire wallet from scratch on any device. We'll cover how they work, why they are your money, and the rules for keeping them safe. Let's get into it. In 2013, a group of Bitcoin developers introduced BIP39, Bitcoin Improvement Proposal 39. The goal was straightforward. Take that unreadable string of cryptographic data and translate it into something a human being can actually work with. They created a fixed dictionary of exactly 2,048 English words. Not random words, carefully chosen ones, easy to spell, easy to read, distinct enough from each other that it's unlikely to cause confusion. Words like apple, abandon, clever, zoo. In fact, all of the words don't have the same first four letters, which is all you really need to save. When you create a new Bitcoin wallet today, the software randomly selects 12 or sometimes 24 of these words and presents them to you in a specific order. That sequence is your seed phrase, sometimes called a recovery phrase or a mnemonic phrase, depending on which wallet you're using. These aren't just a password. Through a precise cryptographic formula, those 12 words translate mathematically and perfectly back into your 256-bit private key. The words aren't a shortcut to the key, they are the key, just written in a language that your brain can actually process. For reference, a seed phrase looks something like this. And to be absolutely clear, don't use this one. 12 words written on a piece of paper, containing the entirety of your financial sovereignty, encoded in plain English. Here's where it gets even more cool. Modern Bitcoin wallets don't just generate one address for you to use. They generate new addresses constantly. Every time you receive Bitcoin, your wallet can hand you a fresh address. This is great for privacy because it makes it harder to trace your transaction history on the public ledger. There is nothing inherent in any of your individual addresses that can connect them back to any other. But it raises an obvious question. If your wallet is generating 50, 100, or 1,000 different addresses over time, do you need to write down a separate seed phrase for each one? No. And this is a brilliant part of the design. Modern wallets are what's called HD wallets, or hierarchical deterministic wallets. You can think of your 12-word seed phrase as the seed of a tree. Plant it, and it grows a trunk, your master private key. From that trunk grows a single branch, your master public key. From that branch grows thousands of leaves. Each leaf is a unique public Bitcoin address that you can use once or over and over. Because the math is deterministic, meaning it always produces the exact same output from the same input, that one seed phrase generates the same tree every single time. Every leaf, every address, every balance. Which means if your wallet is ever lost, stolen, or destroyed, you can just plant the same seed. The same tree grows back. Every address, every balance, fully restored. One more thing worth knowing. Because all major wallets use the same BIP39 standard, your seed phrase isn't locked to one manufacturer or one app. If you set up a wallet on a cold card and later want to restore it on a Trezor or a Jade or any other BIP39 compatible device, you just enter your 12 words. The math doesn't care which device you're using. Just that it speaks the same Bitcoin language. This is the mindset shift that changes everything. Most people who buy a hardware wallet spend a lot of energy worrying about the device. What if I drop it? What if my house burns down? What if the dog eats it? Let me be direct. The physical device doesn't matter. If your hardware wallet falls into a volcano, you've lost exactly $0 worth of Bitcoin. The device doesn't hold your coins, it just holds your keys, as we said in the last video. Your keys are backed up by your seed phrase. Buy a new device from any manufacturer, enter your 12 words, and your full balance appears instantly. Your wealth isn't on the device. Your wealth is in the blockchain, and it's protected by the words. If you have your words, you have your wealth, period. Take that to its logical conclusion. You could memorize 12 words, physically destroy your hardware wallet, board a plane with nothing, land in a foreign country, and walk into any electronics store or download a Bitcoin wallet on your phone and set up a new compatible wallet. You type in those 12 words and boom, access to everything, every sat fully intact. For the first time in human history, significant wealth can be stored and transported as pure information inside of a person's head. No bank needed, no border crossing can stop it, no intermediary of any kind required. That's not just a cool technical feature, that's a complete shift in what money can be when it's designed to serve the individual rather than the institution. Because the words are the money, anyone who gets the words gets the money. There's no nuance here. No, it depends. So these are the rules you'll need to follow to keep your Bitcoin seed phrase safe. First, never type your seed phrase into a phone or computer. Never. Keyloggers and malware exist specifically to intercept exactly this kind of input. The moment those words touch a connected keyboard, they're at risk. Never photograph it. Phone photos sync automatically to iCloud and Google Photos. Hackers routinely scrape cloud storage looking for seed phrases. This is not a hypothetical threat. Never print it on a Wi-Fi printer. Printers have local memory, and that can be accessed remotely. Also, never enter it into any website or app unless you are completely certain it is legitimate. Phishing attacks specifically target this moment. Fake wallet interfaces designed to look real, built entirely to capture your seed the moment you type it. This just happened with a fake wallet in the iPhone App Store for Ledger, so look out for this stuff. Never give it to customer support. No legitimate wallet provider, exchange, or Bitcoin company will ever ask you for your seed phrase. Ever. If someone is asking for it, they are stealing from you. Full stop. So how do you actually store it? Well, write it down by hand on paper. Verify you've copied it correctly. Do this carefully, word by word, then test it. Before you send any significant amount to that wallet, practice deleting the wallet and restoring it on the same device or on another device using the same seed phrase. Confirm that it works. Then you'll know you've done it correctly. For serious storage, stamp your seed into steel or titanium. Metal survives fires and floods. And consider storing copies in more than one secure location. A home safe and a safety deposit box, for example. Redundancy is not paranoia. It's the right call when the stakes are high enough. Another feature you might want to take advantage of here, especially for anyone holding a meaningful amount of Bitcoin, BIP39 supports an optional passphrase, sometimes called the 25th word. This is a custom word or phrase you choose yourself, added to the end of your 12 or 24 word seed. Your standard seed phrase generates one wallet. Your seed phrase plus a passphrase generates a completely different wallet. They share the same 12 words but produce entirely separate addresses and balances. So even if someone finds your written seed phrase, they can't access your Bitcoin without also knowing the passphrase. The 12 words alone open an empty wallet or even a decoy wallet with just a few sats in it. The 12 words plus your seed phrase open the real one. This is an advanced technique, and if you forget the passphrase, that wallet is gone. But for those holding significant savings in self-custody, it's a meaningful additional layer of protection worth understanding. So to sum up, your private key is an unreadable string of cryptographic data. BIP39 translates it into 12 or 24 English words. Those words act as a master seed that deterministically generates every address your wallet will ever use. Lose the words, lose the Bitcoin. Hold the words, hold the Bitcoin. On any device, anywhere in the world, forever. The seed phrase takes the most powerful monetary technology in human history and makes it accessible to anyone who can write down 12 words. Now we know what the keys are. We know what the seed phrase is. We know how to back it up and what to never do with it. Next video, we're getting into the actual tools, hot wallets versus cold storage, and why hardware wallets are the gold standard. We'll cover the exact process to set up your own bank in the privacy of your own home. See you there.